parts and their grand opening that they that they're going to be having. And he would like for everyone to come and attend. So Kenny, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right.
Put you on the hot spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, our
here, let me have one there.
I don't know that I. So our grand opening at Harps is going to be on April 27th. It's when they've got it set for. I've been waiting for this for a long time because it has been quite a mess. But and I know if you've been in there in the last month or two, you realize that it has been a mess. But anyways, hopefully by the 27th, I talked to the vice president of Harps last week. He came up and he said that they should be done by the 20th before the grand opening on the 27th. So we'll see if that gets done or not. But anyways, he's hopeful that it will. So I'm sure if any way possible, they'll have it done. Basically, the inside is pretty well done with all the new coolers and freezers that we've got in, all the new shelving. The only thing is they've got to come back and redo some of the end caps and put in a few more shelves. But other than that, they should do that next week. So that should be done. And then basically all we're going to be lacking is the outside, which they are working on, which Bob brought this up about the roof not going all the way to the corner, which that is yet to be determined, I think. We've all decided because one of my supervisors was here earlier and we was talking to him about it. He thinks it's going to be done. I don't think it's going to be done, but I guess we'll find out by the 20th anyway. So, but they are going to have to come back and redo the asphalt. And so the front is still blocked off. We're really hurting for parking spots. So hopefully they'll get that done the first of the week and we can open that all up by next week. And I think on the 27th at 9:45, the chamber ambassador and the city officials and them is going to be there. And then at 10, which all the ribbon cutting, which will be outside, and they're going to hand out some goodie bags for the VPs on hand to celebrate. And so that's really about all I've got. So hopefully the 27th we'll have the grand opening and we'll be done with everything, I hope.
Can you talk a little bit about the other store move?
The other store has shut down. It shut down last Sunday. And all the employees, except for maybe two, have moved over to our store. Some of them had stayed over there this week to help clear out what was left there. But all the employees will be at the new location. And they are, actually, most of them's there already. And then the rest of them will come after starting the first of the week. So, nobody lost their job or anything. They're all moving over.
What about what all changes on the inside with the bakery and the deli and any changes with the meat department, all that stuff?
All the inside is done. The meat shop was totally redone. The bakery deli was all totally redone. They put all new dairy coolers in. Added some more frozen new cases, and but other than that, everything else was still there. Other than the new shelving, they put all new shelving in, which we, like I said, we still like a few of them, getting them done, and then we should be good to go. We have six checkouts, and then we got the service desk for the Western Union, some money orders and stuff. And we can actually check on it too, if need be. So.
Are any of those self checks?
Nope, no self checks. No self checks.
And so, you know, no.
give you a minute to think about other questions. So, you're still going to be closing at 7?
No, we are open till 9 now. We have changed our hours back. After Sunday, after the Town and Country closed, we've started opening until 9 now. So it will be 9 till, as far as I know, from here on.
Did it used to be 10? I can't remember.
At one time, we was open till 10 for a short time there, and then they moved us back to 9.
Kenny, with all the new freezers and everything we've got, was there any preparations made for emergency power if you lose power?
Nope, not at this time. They do have portable powers that they bring around. Like when that ice storm hit here several years ago, I guess that was 2009, wasn't it? It's been several years ago, but anyway, yeah, they brought us a portable power unit. So, and they're pretty good. They've got several of them they own, actually. And some of the stores, they do have a backup power system, but it wasn't feasible to do at ours. So at this time, anyways.
You do a lot of problems.
Is the parking in the rear just employee-only parking?
Yes. Okay. The back parking lot is just employees only. But,
yeah. And are they going to do concrete out front, or are they going to come back and do asphalt again?
Well, they're supposedly going to do concrete what they just asphalted, but the parking lot is all asphalt. And Tuck says maybe down the road they'll come back in and overlay all of it again, but at this time they're not going to do that. They're just going to concrete it back in what they just got through asphalting, because it wasn't a real good job. But anyways, and then they didn't want to come back and fix it, so I guess they're going to dig it all up and put concrete in. So that's going to delay our front a little longer. So, and then of course they will restripe it, and they may, I don't know if they will or not, they've been talking about whether they will put a coat on it and then stripe it all and take in where the old Bank of Thayer was. And, but.
You made before the grand opening?
Yeah. So.
They kind of did that over at the other location.
Yeah. But if you haven't been by since in the last couple of weeks, you need to come check it out, because it's looking really good on the inside. I mean, we've still got a little bit of a mess up front where the new door's going. The new door should be in Monday, so that will open the front up. We've still got painters in there actually today, so they'll probably be in all weekend trying to finish up their painting. So after that, pretty much the inside will be done.
You have more room, so are there more services, or just expanding the lines that you have?
Well, is it both? Actually, there is a few extra things. I think there is going to be a change machine they're putting up front, and also a bill pay that they're putting in that hasn't showed up yet. And actually, they brought, at the last minute, they decided to put the lottery that was over in Town and Country in there. So we've got lottery in there right now. But it ain't hooked up yet, so.
Just by machines?
Yeah. Just the
what's bill pay?
Scratch tickets.
What do you mean?
It is a, basically a computer to pay your bills on without, like, if you go through Western Union to pay bills, if you've ever sent Western Union, you know how high it is. It's like $12 to send anything anywhere. So, but it's basically like that, only you do it yourself.
So it's just a computer terminal?
Pretty much, yeah. Because we haven't ever had one before. I know they've got some in a lot of different locations. A lot of our locations, they did bill pay at the service desk, and they had computers for everything. I know down in Highland we had, like, energy. We did energy payments down there, but it was like its own computer. And so this is basically, if they're linked to this bill pay, then you can pay your bills on it. So it'll depend on how many companies is actually on this bill pay. And at this time, I don't know exactly who all will be on it because they just said that's what it's going to be. And we haven't got it yet. And so I ain't sure what all companies will be on it from around here.
So it's pretty well just for people who don't have a computer?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Or
a banking account. A banking account. Well, I wouldn't think it would.
It wouldn't have to be linked to their checking account.
No.
They're just going to put the cash in there and then...
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, to take cash.
Well, now, I don't know if it'll take cash. I really ain't positive on that one, on what it'll actually do.
Okay.
Because we haven't got it yet, so I haven't seen it even. So I ain't positive on what it'll do. But I know it is a bill pay machine that'll pay bills of what I've asked about. That's about all I've got out of it. So
I'm surprised Connie let you have it.
Yeah.
Connie's just not hearing about it.
Well, I think on behalf of the community, I think we're very proud of the remodel, the changes, just a great addition to the community. So, and I know you've got some extra space over there where Ferrino's and that stretch of buildings there.
They plan on trying to rent them out. Yeah. Like right now, they're using the end one for storage of, which it's about empty now because we've about got all of it done. So they've got about all their stuff out of it.
Is the beauty shop was our office?
That's our offices now.
Okay. So you'll have a hideout there.
Yeah.
And then you'll have those that will be available for lease if somebody wants
to. Yeah, there'll be them too because
so Ferrino's,
moving. So we will have them too to rent out. And I'm sure they'll be on that as quick as we get everything out of that one, for sure, and then Reno gets out.
Are you seeing any problem with stocking merchandise, shortages?
Some weird stuff. I mean, stuff you wouldn't think about. Right now, crackers is hard to get. Can't get crackers.
Yeast?
It's hard to get yeast and times. I mean, sometimes you get them and then it may be 2 or 3 weeks before you get another load. So crackers is kind of starting to trickle in a little better now because we went probably 2 months without being able to get a cracker. And then Nabisco finally started bringing in a little, but I mean, they're not, usually they brought them in by the pallet and we're getting maybe 2 or 3 cases now. So it hasn't picked up much, but it's starting to. Most everything else is pretty well coming in. I mean, there's a few odds and ends that ain't, but for the most part, everything we're starting to get just about everything in now.
So you're not sure how long the lease is on the Old Town Temperance building
now? No, I ain't positive on how long they got it, how long they had it leased, which that was. That's basically, that would have been like Town & Country had it leased for so many years, so then Harps bought that, and they'll have it for that many years too. So, but I don't have the record on how long they had it leased for.
Okay.